T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm John McDevitt with Paul Kurtz. It was almost as though nothing had changed. Bootleggers quickly stepped in to supply the widespread demand for alcohol. Historian and author Annie Anderson says two men emerged as leaders of that operation.
Max Boo Boo Hoff was a boxing promoter, and he was known as the king of the bootleggers. And he had several industrial alcohol firms that basically diverted what was meant for industrial alcohol, like perfumes and other things used not for consumption, diverted that into consumable alcohol products.
Mickey Duffy handled the beer side of the racket. By 1924, Prohibition supporters were in desperate need of a hero to clean up the rampant crime and graft. Author and historian Rich Wagner says they got one in the form of Smedley Butler, a highly decorated brigadier general.
The mayor of Philadelphia got the president to relieve him of his duties with the Marine Corps and come here and be the public safety director and clean up the alcohol.
Butler applied a military mentality to the police force, as moviegoers learned in this newsreel.
Gas grenades are put to test as Butler's men in blue practice army methods of attack.
He even installed powerful searchlights atop City Hall.
Light of 200 million candle power searches city streets for hoodlums.
And he was very successful. In his first year in office, Butler fired many corrupt cops and oversaw the shuttering of thousands of speakeasies. In the process, he made a lot of political enemies.
The breaking point came when Butler raided the Ritz-Carlton and Bellevue Stratford hotels, favorite watering holes for the mayor and the city's elite. He was sent packing at the end of 1925.
With John McDevitt, I'm Paul Kurtz, KYW News Radio.